Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Matamore's back. Brian's here. Brian's the founder and the president of the Matamore Group, and he's the co-founder and chief idea guy at Growth Engine Innovation Agency. He's the author of 21 Days to a Big Idea, also Idea Stormers. That's just two of his books, and he's our good friend now for a long time. 7 years he's been hanging out with us. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. Gosh, 7 years, huh? Okay.
Time flies when you're having fun. Hey, yeah. Brian, yeah. You were here on one of your recent visits, the last one. We talked about how to solve problems, how to solve challenges. And we got into it, and I wanted to spend more time on that. Would you reset the table for where we were and where we need to go?
Sure. You know, I've written a book. It's called Solving Impossible Business Challenges. Hopefully it'll be launched next year. The publishers are kind of dragging their feet, but it'll come out at some point. And the whole point of the book was to take the creative thinking methodologies we use with our clients to invent new products and services, et cetera, but to solve everyday problems. You know, people think these techniques And there are dozens and dozens of different, you know, they call them ideation techniques, to come up with new ideas. And people think they're just for new products, but gosh, they're for everything. And so that's the point of this book. You know, one of the chapters is about, you know, procrastination. And these are personal problems, not just business problems. Could be any kind of problem.
Can we talk about procrastination?
Yeah,
Are you okay with starting with that today? I mean,
absolutely, sure.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because I am a successful procrastinator.
What I mean by that is that I
admit to being a procrastinator, but I don't miss deadlines. I don't drop the ball. I deliver what I say, and maybe more. But so I get it done, and I'm calling it procrastination because I'm kind of upset at myself sometimes. But maybe I'm just germinating my ideas till it's time to pull the trigger. I don't know. I mean, don't we need to define this?
Well, you're absolutely correct. Gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, Adam Grant, the Wharton professor, did a TED talk on the surprising habits of original thinkers. And the point of his talk was that procrastination is sometimes good. So people should not be feeling guilty about procrastination. It's the germination phase.
Right.
And so, because you're trying to think, well, what's the answer? And you're thinking about it, and you don't want to commit it to form too quickly, because if you do, then that'll, disenable.
You'll learn something.
To learn something, but also to make connections that you may have made if you hadn't, you know, decided too quickly is the point.
My best example of that is in 2011, I was so disappointed in myself because I didn't finish my book, my third book, to have it ready for 2012. That was my goal. I was going to publish it in 2012, and when I didn't do it, I was really upset with myself. And it turns out, in 2013, I learned something without which the book wouldn't have been completed when I released it the next year.
Yes.
Here's what I said to myself then. A book is ready when it's – a book will come out of you when it's ready. So could we say that an idea, an original idea, a good project will come out of you when it's ready?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I mean, I was on with a children's book author a few weeks ago. And she said it took her, you know, I think it was 25 years before this book came out, and A, was getting the publisher, but B, it changed over time.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, it was so much better when it ultimately came out. So there's this delicate balance between getting it done, but getting it done right.
Yeah, and the one thing that book is most known for, that people comment the most about, is the one thing that I didn't know in 2011 or 12.
Yes. So you know, for those people who really suffer from it, and my business partner is one of them. It's there's a technique called mind mapping, and people can look on it online. But that is a way to trick yourself into doing things that you don't want to do, like, you know, your marketing plan or taxes or something. So
right.
So that's just a technique to get through it. But your bigger point there is a critical one, and people, you know, should give themselves a break and lose the guilt about the procrastination.
Well, another thing that helped me become a more successful procrastinator was just something I talked about in my column this week, and that's to learn how to delegate. Because you just mentioned taxes. The way I solved my tax procrastination was hire an accountant. I'm no longer a tax procrastinator.
Well, you know, and part of it is, giving up control, right?
Right.
I mean, control is a big part of happiness, right? Part of happiness, you know, there are four things around happiness, right? We want to self-actualize. We want to have a bigger mission. And also, we want to be in control. And so, we've been trained to do that, and so that's part of it, is giving up control. And behind that, of course, is trust. So, you know, it's not
right.
Easy. It's not easy.
Well, no, that's exactly right. But if what I worry about for small business owners is that if they haven't figured out how the delegating is power, and I learned that it was hard. I turned it, you know, they had to pry my fingers off of stuff, and when I learned how to delegate, I learned how powerful that is, and when you learn how to delegate things that you're not good at getting to, then you get to focus on the things you like.
Yeah, I love that, and you know, an extension of that is that you can create partnerships with outsiders, right? Because that is the
right.
Same thing. It's about
strategic alliances.
Alliances, but it's sort of a trust in other people's expertise, and so it's not only internal, but it's external as well. And I was just looking at this book I've written, and we had formalized, we've had 50 different partnerships, my innovation agency, over the years. Partnerships in quotes. So
yeah.
Joint projects.
Yep,
with,
yep.
You know, research houses.
Dotted line.
Yep.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Brian. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come back. Brian always makes us think, and we always get smarter when he joins us, and that's happening even as we speak. We're going to come back and talk some more about how to solve impossible challenges. Folks, you got to break them down. They're not as impossible when they come apart, and then you put it back together where they are possible. Brian, that's what Brian does. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.